All right, well, it's always a tough way to for the season to end like that. But, you know, you got to give Denver a lot of credit today, Coach Fox, his staff, and obviously the players. They did a good job, did a better job than we did. I thought we played hard. You know, I thought we were ready to go. We just didn't make enough plays, just didn't do things quite well enough. And Denver did them better than we did today, and that's why they deserve to win and they move on. So, you know, congratulations to them. I'm proud of our football team, proud of everything we did this year. Got a lot of guys in that locker room that really played hard, played well, gave everything they had all season long. And, you know, I'm proud to be their coach. So I just wish it could end a little bit better for us today. But, again, give Denver credit. They did a good job.
So what were your impressions of the play on which
you went up? Yeah, that was as it turned out, it was a key play in the game. So, you know, take a look at it on a replay. But that was a key play in the game. I told you I have to take a look at it on film, but it was a key play in the game.
How did losing a key change
what you had to do? It's a key play in the game, and obviously he's a key player for us.
So how close was he to coming back?
I don't know. Yeah, of course. It's no more competitive guy in that locker room than a key to leave. At what now? Yeah. Right.
Was that a key play?
There were a lot of key plays. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Bill, were you surprised that Wayne didn't run the ball as well this week?
You know, the idea is to score points, and we just didn't score enough points. So, you know, obviously they did some things to try to take that away. That wasn't unexpected. We just weren't able to score enough points. And we gave up too many. So that's as simple as that. Well, we need to score more points. I didn't say that. We need to score more points.
You talked about third down and a vital part of any game was kind of more.
Yeah, we didn't do a good enough job. You know, we're able to, you know, hold them to some field goals defensively, but you know, our third down defense and our third down offense, especially in the first half, weren't, let them get too far ahead. And those were, you know, they were able to stay on the field, had the ball, had field position, and you know, even a couple times we held them to field goals, we still, you know, didn't have possession of the ball, didn't have a chance to do much. We're just, you know, trying to keep them out of the end zone. And I mean, that's okay, but you know, it'd be a lot better if we could stop them on third down and get the ball back. We just weren't able to do that. And then conversely, we weren't able to do it offensively. So.
Well, have you guys converted the two-point conversion there for you?
That would have changed the game quite a bit. You know, we obviously didn't do a good job on that play either. So, you know, we had some opportunities that have we done them a little bit better with them. Would have put ourselves in better position, but that would have certainly changed the strategy if it had been an 8-point game instead of a 10-point game. I said it would have changed the strategy.
How tough was it just getting the hit minute today
They did a good job. You know, they did a good job mixing the plays, and you know, as always, he did an excellent job of reading the defenses, and you know, he got us in some situations that were less than ideal with his astute play calling. And recognition, you know, we disguised, and you know, I think we got him, you know, a few times, but he certainly got us a few times too, and you know, they got a lot of good players, tough team to match up against with all the good skill players they have, backs, tight ends, receivers. So you know, they have obviously a good football team, good offensive system, good quarterback.
Can you allow yourself to reflect on the season at all? I mean, you guys.
Not right now.
Did you have any words for John Fox after the game?
Yeah, I talked to John after the game. Sure did. John's a good friend. I have a lot of respect for John. You know, he's been a great coach back from the days when he was a coordinator at the Giants and Carolina. Out here, you know, he does a good job. I respect him. I have a lot of respect for John and their entire football team. Absolutely. Wish him well.
Coach, were you surprised Reading wasn't as accurate as he normally is? He was down towards the course of the season, time and time again.
Again, the bottom line was they just did a better job than we did. That's really the bottom line. I don't think it's about any one player or any one play. There were a lot of opportunities in the game that had we been able to coach better, play better, execute better in any of those areas, it would have given us a better chance. But, you know, we're up against another good football team, and they were better than we were today. So give them credit for what they did. They did a good job.
Bill, how did you feel about the hit on Talib?
I've already answered that question. No problem.
Any other questions, guys?
No? Okay. I'm good.
Can you tell us about what you said to the team after the game? You've already tried to get it in the locker room.
I'll keep that between me and the team, but what I said here is the way I feel. You know, I wouldn't take back anything that I've said. Proud of the team, proud to be their coach. Thought they played hard all year. We played competitively every single week. Some weeks we played better than others, but there was never a lack of effort or toughness or everybody trying to do their best. And I totally respect the team for that and what they did. I'm proud to be their coach. So that's how I feel about it.
Someone said this is your best coaching year ever. Are you surprised that you're with all the guys that got hurt during the course?
Yeah, I don't really think about that. I just think about this game, trying to come out in here and win this game and win the AFC Championship. That's really the only thing that's in my mind. All the rest of it's a bunch of hot air.
Bill, how much did you think about this game before you put it behind you?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, unfortunately, we've been here before, so. You know, we've won AFC Championship games and we've lost them. So, you know, we'll move on. We have to. And we're behind a lot of the other teams in the league, all except one in AFC, actually, in terms of the offseason. So we have a little bit of catching up to do. But, starting tomorrow, we're on to 2014. Oh, that they were very much that, physically and mentally tough, and I don't know about ranking them and all that because they have different makeups of the team and the players and so forth. So, but this team worked hard from first day OTAs, from the all season program through the OTAs, mini camp, training camp, regular season, playoffs. You know, they worked hard daily, all day long. And I think they improved quite a bit during the year. So I think that's how you do improve. You take the instruction that you're given, you work hard on it, and you have positive results. You build on those, correct your mistakes, build on your positive results, keep going. And I think as a team they've done that. And individually, I'd say that's been kind of the trademark of the players on this team, of taking corrections, working hard, moving on, trying to get better. Not getting caught up in what happened in the past, but just trying to do a better job the next time out. And I think that improvement served us well all year. I wish we could have done a little bit better job today, especially me. Anytime you lose a game like this, you don't, there's definitely things that you don't feel great about. And there's a lot of things I don't feel great about, so that shouldn't come as any big surprise. But it's in the books. You can't do anything about it except, maybe look back on it, learn from it, and move on. But, yeah, certainly some calls, some plays we'd like to have back. I'm sure everybody who competed in the game would like to have something back. It's tough when your season ends. Just suddenly, but that's the way it is. Like, we know that's the situation in the playoffs, One team moves on, one team doesn't. So, it's a sudden come to a sudden stop. But again, I'll say this, whatever mistakes were made in that game by me and everybody else, I think were all made with the intention of doing what was best. Not everything worked out best, but it was done with the intention of doing what was best and trying their best to make it work. Didn't always work, but the effort and the intent to do the right thing, you know, I definitely feel like that was there. And it's been there all year.
It seems like you're taking a lot of heat yourself. Do you feel like you yourself made a lot of mistakes?
I don't think anybody in that locker room feels good right now, and we probably shouldn't. I feel the same way. So, lose a game like that, you certainly think there's things you could have done better. I can't imagine not feeling that way. Okay.
Locker rooms are open.